Now, salt. I know it's a big thing up here, as well as down by me in Illinois. Most de-icers contain some form of a chloride, sodium chloride, potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, etc. And sometimes other chemicals as well. These can cause burns on the pads of your pet's feet, especially if granules get stuck between their toes. It can also cause toxicity if they lick their feet after walking on it. Signs of salt toxicity include thirst, vomiting, lethargy, confusion, kidney damage, lots of bad stuff. If you're concerned, you should contact your vet for advice. But to help prevent this, wash your dog's feet and belly when you come back inside. I know my dog does not have mud flaps. And when I bring her back inside, her whole belly is soaking wet and muddy and dirty. And I just want to give her a bath right away because, you know, she's so dirty. But that can have salt and stuff in there too. And then as the dog cleans themselves, they're now ingesting that salt. You can also get booties for your dog to help prevent contact and keep their feet warm. And then you can make those really cute videos of your dog standing there like a statue when you put the booties on them because they now can no longer walk. That's what happened every time I try to put booties on my dog. She somehow forgets how to walk and stares at me like, why did you do this? But, you know, whatever. You can also use a paw wax, which acts as a barrier. You want to keep your walk short and watch for limping or dryness and cracking of the pads. And when clearing your own sidewalk, you want to shovel as much snow and ice off as possible first, and then use your salt sparingly. A coffee cup, not like my giant thing over there, but like a regular coffee mug, that much salt should be able to cover 10 sidewalk squares. We all use way, way, way too much salt. And then what happens to that salt? Afterwards, it's gonna dissolve, and that salt then is gonna go into the drains, it's gonna go into our soils, and then we're gonna end up with salt burn on our plants. Or it's going to go into our waterways, and we're gonna end up with too salty water, which is bad for our fish. So you really don't need that much salt to be effective. They've done these studies. Minnesota does a whole bunch of great studies on this too. So you really don't need nearly as much salt as you think you do. And then afterwards, you can sweep up that leftover salt to get rid of it. So again, it's not going into our streams and into our soils. And using pet-safe products, even though they're maybe a little bit pricier, not only benefits you, but also everyone else who walks their dogs in your neighborhood too. But even the pet safe salt should not be consumed by the dog. So while it is non-toxic, it can still cause drooling and vomiting if it's ingested. Antifreeze or ethylene glycol is a big no-no. Every year dogs and sometimes kids are poisoned by consuming antifreeze because not only is it super toxic, it tastes sweet. I don't know this from experience, but that's what they tell me. So because it's sweet, they are more likely to consume it. So definitely don't use that as a de-icer, and make sure if you have any that it's stored up and away from your pets. Other tips, make sure any compost bins are sealed or fenced, as rotting vegetation can cause tummy upset. Frequently check your pet for ticks and remove debris that might harbor ticks. Should be noted that some plants like barberry are noted to be a favorite of ticks. So not only is it invasive, not only does it have thorns, it also harbors ticks, so get rid of them. Mosquitoes will breed in standing water, so if you have bird baths, change the water frequently, at least once a week, and watch for buckets, wheelbarrows, and other things that act as containers that can hold rainwater and become breeding grounds for mosquitoes. Doug Tallamy, anybody know Doug Tallamy? You're all gardeners, I'm assuming a lot of you do. Noted entomologist and nature's best hope, and his recommendation for helping to prevent mosquitoes is something he calls the bucket of doom, which A, has an amazing name, and B, is a technique that will target only mosquitoes. It won't hurt any of our other pollinators, and it's so easy to do. You take a 5-gallon bucket, put about, you know, 6 inches of water in it, handful of weeds, leaves, straw, whatever you got, and a quarter of a mosquito dunk. So those are those little things they sell. They're, you know, about like this big. Cut those into quarters, throw a quarter of it in there, and it contains BT, which targets mosquito larvae. So it's going to kill the mosquitoes. The mosquitoes are going to fly in. They're like, hey, water, this is where I want to lay my eggs. And they're going to lay their eggs in there. They're going to hatch. And they're going to kill those larvae right away. So you won't have to worry about the adults. The foggers and things, much less effective, much worse for the pollinators. This technique only targets mosquitoes, which makes it super awesome. And it's non-toxic for pets and for humans too. If you're concerned about your dog getting in there and like trying to get a drink out of there, just put some chicken wire over the top of it and it'll be fine.